ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the podcast. It's All Fish and Chips, the podcast. This is episode 37. Getting closer to that 40 number every week. Mm-hmm. And my name is Thor, and I am ready for a gong-banging good time. We'd like to welcome you all to the podcast. We're very excited to have you here. To my left, fiddling with his keys, already thinking about going out to his car and just leaving, we've got Bubby.
Where fantasy meets ecstasy.
next to Bubby in the somehow not vacant seat for 2 weeks in a row, we've got Tyler.
How do you like them, Apple?
And then last but definitely not least, here enjoying all of our company as we enjoy hers, it's Amanda.
Hi.
How's it going, Amanda?
Fine.
The weather has turned on us.
Yes.
It has gotten cold and rainy, and like it's snowing like some bitch like in Minnesota and stuff. Like,
is it really?
Oh, yeah. They got like storms and winter and blizzard conditions, and none of that's coming here apparently, which I am very happy.
Thank goodness.
It's going to be a little cold tomorrow morning, but then by the weekend, it's going to be back up to the 70s. So as usual, Missouri is just all over the damn place.
Yeah, it's much different than the most beautiful weather you've ever seen, which is what we've had the last 2 weeks.
Right, and now here we are. But that's all right. Now, on this episode, ladies and gentlemen, I have surprises.
We're excited. We don't even know.
Can I smash it?
I would not recommend it, and you would be sad if you did. But Amanda is in a fighting mood today, so this will be a fun one. On the table, covered by a tea towel here, I have the first of two things for this week, and I also have something for next week as well. Amanda, if you will carefully...
I don't think I can be trusted. I really want to smash it.
Okay, Bubby, if you could... she can't be trusted. Now, I'm going to need you to be real careful when you unveil this, because it's individual things, and they are a little on the fragile side.
Yeah, I'd smash it.
We have here, go ahead, Bubby, you got this. We have our official shot glasses for the podcast. These are Golden Girl shot glasses.
Oh,
fancy.
And I would like Amanda to choose which Golden Girl each of us is. Starting with yourself, you get to pick which Golden Girl you most represent. And then we'll assign the personalities outward from there.
Most represent.
This is an important decision.
This is a bit, because this will be your shot glass moving forward. So for those
they're
of
little
you,
little tiki's.
Yeah, they're little tiki Golden Girl shot glasses that I got off the internets for my birthday. They've been on my wish list for like 2 years, and they finally came true. So. For those who don't know, first of all, go straight to hell. Secondly, the Golden Girl casts, you have Tyler.
Real names or?
No, character. We're going with character names.
Okay. So I might be able to do both. Blanche.
Blanche Dubois.
Rose.
Rose. What's Rose's last name? Hold on.
Nylon.
Nylon. Rose Nylon.
Sophia.
Sophia and...
I was just thinking
they have the same last names.
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Oh, that's true. No, she married. What's his name?
Come on, you got it.
Sophia.
I know.
You got it.
I was thinking of this one because they all came to me really quick.
Tyler's lost it, Bubby.
I lost it.
Dorothy
Spornak. I know.
B. Arthur. I knew that,
but I don't know Sophia's last name.
Petrillo.
Oh, Petrillo. That is correct.
That is
correct. So Amanda will now decide which of us each embodies which of the four Golden Girls.
I have to start with myself.
You could be the leftover if you want to be. If you have one, you know who it is.
I mean, I know who everyone is.
Okay.
Betty White, B. Arthur, Rue McClanahan, and I can't remember Sophia. Those are for their real names.
I don't have it either.
I don't remember. this is Tyler.
All right.
Aww.
Why?
Are you sad?
Oh, I love it. No, I love it.
Okay. It's Sophia.
And it's blue, which is my favorite color.
It's Sophia.
Anytime we're talking.
I'm pretty sure I know who I'm going to be, but we're going to play this out.
It's fantastic. I love it.
Bubby. I know who I think Bubby is, but.
Yeah.
I'm letting you.
I feel like I'm going to do it wrong then.
There's no wrong answer here.
Okay.
This is so great.
You know who you want. You just go give it who you want.
Okay. Thor, this one's yours.
Oh, this is surprising then. This is 100%.
Thor gets.
I'm Rose.
Your rose.
Which was very surprising to me. Now I know
it's
how this
not.
I know how this plays.
One of Rose's like most hated by the group and endearing qualities is all of her St. Olaf stories.
Oh, I guess that's true.
So that's
okay. So okay. Then we're down to you
we're
and
down
Bubby.
To me and Bubby, and we're down to Dorothy and Blanche.
Blanche.
I'm gonna give Dorothy to myself.
Okay, that's where I figured that was going.
I'm gonna give Bubby Blanche.
I thought for
you
sure
know what Bubby
so,
likes?
So fitting.
Bubby likes to get it on.
Right.
He likes to depend on the kindness of strangers.
Oh, that is true.
There you go.
Okay, now this is fun and all. We all have now our official shot glasses. Will be the shot glass we use.
Yeah, I'm all done with the Malort. I'm not doing this again.
No, we're not. No, please don't. Bubby, if you will pass this to Tyler, since you got to unveil the last one. Care if it's a bit heavy. How sad would that have been if Bubby had just like whipped that onto the ground? Crash. Okay, Tyler's got it. It's a brown bag.
Just nice.
Oh, look, that's the ASMR right there for you folks at home as Tyler unwraps
this ultra sensitive microphone.
The high dollar packaging that came from Macadoodles.
It has
the banana pudding cream moonshine.
It's a mason jar.
It's a mason jar full of
banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
That's amazing.
So I have I have another flavor for next week that is a much more regular. It's not a regular flavor, but it's a much more like you would say, okay, that makes sense. Banana pudding made zero sense to me.
This seems ultra thick for a drink.
So I got
in the name.
I got Amanda's like looking at the
it
bottom.
It says shake.
And wow. Oh, you 100% you should shake that up because I think there's hunks of banana probably floating around in there. They had one jar that was just
it doesn't appear to be.
Okay, one of them was just a so if you ever seen like pineapple in a glass jar that you can buy from the grocery store, that's just a glass jar. They had one of those, but it was full of moonshine as well. But it was just like full of pineapple chunks and then moonshine. So you could drink all the moonshine and then still get a little drunk off of eating the pineapple.
Probably get a lot of drunk off of drinking the pineapple.
It's been in there a hot minute. So, yeah, I bet you could. All right, Bubby, I'm going to gently pass you my tiki mug. The first one to break their tiki mug is kicked off the island. So, FYI.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Go ahead and serve her up, Bubby. You got this. Now, give me a good, yep.
Mm-hmm. He's something on your palate.
I'm going to put air quotes around the word cork that. There, or as I like to call it, the tin lid that was on top of this mason jar.
That's pudding.
No, this is store bought. I did not make this at the house.
No, this
is not.
Isn't.
It's from Old Smoky.
This is going to be tricky, dude. I gave you a towel though to clean that mess up with.
I thought you said you had a thing that a pourry thingy
funnel or what?
A lid, a sippy lid or something.
I got okay. Let's see how Bubby does. If he really augers this up, I'll run upstairs real quick.
Oh gosh, he
got most of it.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad.
Give it a little dab off of that.
Rub Rose right in the face there.
Yeah, rub Rose in the face. She likes that. Oh, it kind of looks like a Kahlua.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a kind of the color, that light browny color of Kahlua. I'm going to give it a sniff. Oh, it smells like banana pudding. It 100%
smells like
it. 100% smells like this is dangerous as hell.
This is dangerous. That smells delicious.
Yeah, it does.
Think of Bubby.
Okay. So,
are you going to drink face to face?
Oh, yeah.
Back of head.
I'm looking her right in the eyeballs when I down this. Me and you, Rose, we're doing this together. I got to sneak up on her. I want her to know what's coming. All right. So I figure we'll do the traditional here. Well, we'll go around, starting, of course, always with Bubby.
Yeah,
he is the guinea pig. If it's poison, we want to know ahead of time.
Gosh, it smells delicious.
I know, right? It smells. I mean, it 100% just smells like banana.
I knew
banana
it was poison.
Pudding.
I might drink it anyway.
Right? This is how they trick mice, right here.
It's 100%.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Bubby took a sip, and now he's just going to down the hell of it. I got a whole jar of this, I need you guys to be able to drive home, though.
Deep in Blanche over here.
That is amazing.
Okay, no, nobody is sleeping on my couch
tonight.
More
drinking.
Huh?
What? I'm just driving to do more drinking.
Oh, so there you go.
Right.
All right, Bubby, give us your reaction there.
Amazing, smooth,
You can taste the alcohol, though?
You can, yes.
Okay.
What was that we had a while back? Oh, Malort. Yeah, no.
No, it was definitely
no.
I still taste that.
The Eggo.
The Eggo. It was
Eggo sipping cream.
It's like the Eggo, but tastes like banana pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you still have all the alcohol taste.
Just now, I'm going to say one of my favorite desserts is the banana pudding.
Oh, it's great. With or without Nilla wafers?
Oh, with Nilla wafers.
Is there another way?
Bubby's already going back for his seconds. You got to wait your turn now, Bubby. No.
Get it out of her hair.
A Golden Corral used to have banana pudding, and sometimes my boss from one of my former places of employment would take us over to the Golden Corral so we could get banana pudding. You know what I'm talking about, Bubby.
That's your middle name, pudding.
Yeah, exactly.
Pudding.
Right? So, Tyler, you're up.
Oh, here we go. Right. Here, Sophia.
What's wrong, Amanda?
I forgot something.
Oh.
I was going to bring.
Oh, Tyler. Tyler did the same thing. Took a little sip, and now it just went in for the kill.
That's amazing.
Finished off.
That's so good.
Sophia.
And I don't know if it would be good, better chilled or warm, but it is really good.
I debated it.
It might not be better chilled.
I debated it.
See what you think.
Okay. All right, Amanda. Come on, Dorothy. You get this. Oh, she doesn't want her looking at her.
Cover her eyes.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Oh, snuck up on her.
Now it tastes like,
not so good anymore.
I had, we've said before, I'm allergic to a lot of antibiotics. And there was one, there's only one that I could take when I was little. And the only way they could flavor it was banana, I think.
Mm. Oh,
oh,
did it just bring back like a bunch of memories?
Yeah, like chalky banana.
Oh,
it's good though.
It's good though, except
got
for
moments of trauma, I guess. there.
It's banana flavored, you know, it's nice and creamy, and it's got hints of trauma in it. So, you know, for those of you looking for a more subtle taste, that's the way to go. All right, come on, Rose, me and you, we got this. Oh, goddamn. I'm gonna pour that on some cereal. That's what I'm gonna do.
Just drink.
All right, who makes this, Tyler? I do.
Old Smoky.
Old Smoky.
Yeah.
Old Smoky, if you're out there and would like to sponsor this podcast, let me tell you right now, you're going to get rave reviews of everything we've tried of yours so far.
Yeah.
And this banana pudding.
Really good.
Holy hell, this banana pudding stuff is delicious.
From Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Tennessee. This is an unpaid promotion.
That's where I used to hang out all the time.
Let's just say Tennessee knows how to.
You used to live down there in the Gatlinburg area for a hot minute there.
Mm-hmm. I went there a lot.
The Gatlinburgs.
Oh, Bubby's reading the directions now.
Enjoy within 12 months of opening. I don't think this is going to last the day.
12 hours.
Right? 12 hours. Here, I'm going to finish this up.
What time are we
it's
leaving?
It's like the meme they put up in our office today during our meeting. It said recipe calls for leftover bacon. It's like they might as well called for
unicorn meat
and dragon loins or something. Right? Like, ain't no leftover bacon.
Ain't no leftover banana pudding. All right, I need all of you to be able to drive home, though. I've said this once. I'll say it again.
Yeah.
Nobody's sleeping on the couch here. Pace yourselves, is what I'm saying.
There's a thing called Uber. Nobody has to.
Oh, yeah, Uber your ass home, boys. Mm-hmm. That's a hike for you, Tyler, but you'll be all right.
No, I'm fine.
All right, so first of all.
I'll have another one here in a little bit.
A round of applause.
Yeah.
To the lovely people at Old Smoky and this delicious beverage that we are now enjoying. If you like a banana pudding flavored liqueur, this is by far got to be the best one out there, right?
Yeah.
If you think you've got better, you get in contact with us. You write us at the email address. It's allfishandchips@gmail.com and send us your entry into this, and we'll try that one too.
Yep. We'll do a blind taste test.
Until then, though, we're going to put this. Where does this rank? So far we have...
Number one.
Okay.
Number
well, don't forget the quadruple flavored shots that we had too.
Number one.
Okay, so
still
okay.
Number one.
So yeah. The pre-mixed shots. I gotta write all this down at some point. And we'll start ranking these in order. So Malort obviously is
the bottom.
Will live in infamy at the bottom for the rest of our lives. And then we had the mixed shots.
Yep.
Then we had the Eggo sipping cream.
Yep.
And now we've got this.
That's my order.
Is that the order that you're going with?
Yep.
Okay.
I think that's solid.
Now, next week, I don't think we'll top this because this is goddamn delicious. But I'm very interested in next week's.
You're not going to tell us flavor?
Nope. Well, it's going to be a surprise. That's half the fun. You folks tune in next week and hear the secret moonshine flavor of the week. Welcome to Moonshine Talk.
Where'd you say you got this?
This is from, I got this from Macadoodles.
Macadoodles.
In the, in there.
That's where Bubby's going on the way.
I think they also have the Old Smoky at the Brown Derby as well. Because that's where I saw the sipping.
You can even get it in Walmart.
Fancy.
Not all of the flavors, but you can get it in Walmart too.
Yeah. I don't recommend going to Walmart.
No.
That's the end of my sentence.
Can we get some of this to ride the bike?
Yeah. We'll see about that. We haven't announced that yet, though, Bubby. So,
we talked about it.
Not on the air.
Not on the air, Bubby.
We didn't do it on air.
No. Bubby's already had two shots in him. He's ready to spill all the secrets.
Spilling the beans.
He's freaking. If he were captured by the Nazis, he'd already given us all up.
Right.
World War II's over. Bubby gave us all up. We're all Germans now. Good work, Bubby. All right, just taking another little sip of that. I'm going to be enjoying that throughout the podcast. Does anybody have anything they need to get done here at the top, or should I just...
No, go ahead. Jump into...
I have things, but I'll have to wait until next week because I forgot them.
Oh, you didn't bring the stuff with you. You'd do it right now if she had her stuff.
She would.
Right.
I've got... I need to loop back, Bubby. First of all, Parker's now 17 years old, and I want to hear all about his birthday shenanigans. But when we were discussing Parker's driving lessons, he said that he would try it again.
Parker's driving lessons.
Is that what he actually said?
Yes.
Okay.
How many shots do you have?
Just the one.
Okay. Parker's driving lessons. He said that he wasn't ready then, but maybe he would try next month when he turned 17.
No, he said next year.
No, he started next year, and then
the
missus got on Parker about it.
Oh.
And he said, okay, I'll try next month then.
So, not yet.
Not yet, but I'm now putting it back into your court, because I've been reminded of this, that now that he is 17,
mm-hmm.
Driving lessons are on the radar here.
They are. And I will bring it up. Tyler's into him soon.
What?
Tyler's here, so he needs to get his.
Hi, Tyler.
Hi.
He needs to get it. He needs to get his gift because this is the first time.
I thought you could see me. I'm sorry. I would have said something
in the room
earlier.
Together. So my question, Bubby, for you is: how did the birthday go? I was the big 17. We guessed you took him to a whorehouse and celebrated his birthday that way. I don't think we were correct.
No. That might be 18.
Okay. Maybe
there you go.
That'll
okay.
be fun.
Quote it.
So we took him out for dinner the night. His choice was Mexican, so that's what we did. But we celebrated all week long, really.
Oh, so it's a big one.
He had some stuff at school, like the next day. I don't know. They gave him presents, some candy, but then it lasted through Friday, where they actually threw him a party with a cake and
fancy
stuff like that. Yeah, so he had a great time. Saturday we went to Chesterfield and went swimming indoors, and he got to ride the slide and all that stuff. That's what he wanted to do.
Is that in Ozark?
No, it's in Springfield. It's near where you work.
Yeah.
It's
the one on Republic?
Yeah, on Republic Road, yeah.
Yeah, there's a family.
Yeah. You make the right.
It's a nice indoor pool, hot tub, slide. And so that's pretty
much places and things are hard, but it's over there.
Yeah. So
words are hard.
He had fun.
Okay.
So,
well, good.
No. What'd you get him?
Week-long
celebration. What was the big gift?
Paddles for his Switch.
Oh, okay. It started with paddles, and I was like, okay.
You'll get a paddling.
I don't know what to call them. I think they're paddles, right?
Yeah. The Joy-Cons.
Yeah. Joy-Cons, yes.
Yeah. There's a name.
Got him some of those.
I thought he was getting big into like table tennis or something. Or pickleball. Right. He just all of a sudden decided like he's a pickleball champion of the world. That's what he's in for.
He's the best that ever lived.
Best that ever lived. Pickleball champion in the world.
All right. So speaking of this,
Let
me talk about this. So while we were at the swimming pool, there is a very pretty girl in the hot tub with us.
Okay. Now,
I like the hard swallow.
Bubby. Okay. I'm going to let you continue. Continue on and I'll jump in.
I'm going to let you finish.
He's 17 now, so he's interested in girls. And so he.
Okay. I thought this was going to be a Bubby story about a pretty girl.
He wants to flirt. So he jumps up from my side, like she's on my right, he's on my left, jumps up, goes behind me and sits on my right hand side between me and her.
Okay.
And just stares at her.
Okay. That's how you do it.
Subtle.
Oh, that's
subtle.
Bubby way of flirting.
Yeah. That's he learned from the best, Bubby.
Yep.
No, 100%.
I did not teach him this. No.
No, he just observed.
So
how did you learn to do this? I did it by watching you, Dad.
No. Stare him into submission.
We talked like you just don't do that. And he's like, how do you flirt?
And okay, Hold on, let me get there. Okay, because I'm gonna need to hear Bubby's advice for how to flirt.
Hold on. So no, I'm not telling you. So
no, I need to hear
no,
this.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Amanda's lived it.
Folks, if you want to hear Bubby's rules for flirting, please write into the podcast. And he's only gonna tell you if you write
I'll
into the
cover
podcast.
My ears.
Yeah, that way Amanda won't learn the secrets, Bubby.
Until next Tuesday.
She won't know what you're doing.
Tuesday.
Bubby's a big negger. So Parker,
my first question was he flirting or was he a creeper? Because I kept calling him a creeper.
Okay.
I was like, Parker, you're just creeping. Quit being creepy.
Or maybe that's his go-to.
I was flirting, Dad. Like, that's not flirting.
Did he give her the eyebrow raise, like the rock or something? Anything like that?
That would have been better.
Right? Tyler's doing
not weird.
He knows.
And so weird. I don't know if you have seen my list of topics.
I did not see your list. If I want to look at it.
It's above the last one you guys did, since I wasn't here the last episode. But his question to you...
To me?
To all of you.
Okay, to the podcast.
Because he's been listening to him with me.
Oh, has he now?
Fantastic.
How does he feel about the podcast?
He likes it. He likes it a lot. He really likes his stories that I tell about him.
Okay.
He really does.
So do we, Bubby. Right. So do we. Yeah.
So he asked...
I do not see your stuff on here, but keep going.
He asked me to...
there it is.
Ask you all... Mm-hmm. Your advice on how to flirt. Mm. He wants to know from you, how do you flirt?
Okay, you could go the Joey Tribbiani if you want.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Okay. Amanda is the.
I want to hear everybody else's first.
Okay, I was gonna say Amanda is the target audience here, so we should probably get a successful way to go about this. But we're gonna go ahead and give you our best moves.
You looking at me first?
Yeah, let's go, Tyler.
Show interest.
That's a good one. Okay.
Well, he does that by just staring.
Show interest. Like,
you got to speak
properly. Introduce yourself as a human being.
You got to speak to him.
That's what I told you, Parker.
Parker, you got to try to find a common interest that you and that other person may have. You know. Also, I'm going to give you some advice. You're going to want to. Okay, this is terrible, and I should not be saying this at all. So somebody else jump in here, and I'll loop back around to my bad advice.
Yeah. Slow play it.
Slow play it?
Got to give it time.
Drag it out over a couple of years?
Yeah, well, not...
That's always worked in the past for me. Yeah. I'm going to be... That never backfired on me.
In case... Well, in his case, it lasted about 5 minutes, and she jumped up and ran
well,
away.
So I'm surprised five minutes of just creepy staring at you. You made it the full 5 minutes.
Yeah, nobody's betting 1,000.
Well, you should get a belt buckle for that. That's like a...
That's including the time he was on my left.
Oh, okay.
And she couldn't really see.
So, wait a second. So,
was he staring
at her?
Yes.
From here. And then got up and got closer. That's a totally different move.
Because he wasn't sure that she was looking at him or saw the staring and so moved on.
Yeah.
He wanted
that's a creepier move than just...
He didn't want to look past me to see her. So.
Parker, what you're going to do is you're going to want to find a band girl or a girl in theater, okay? This is my advice to you, okay? And all gentlemen around that age... You're going to want to find an artsy girl of some kind. You got cheerleaders straight off your list. Just kiss those girls goodbye. That's not for you. Okay. You're going to want, like I said, somewhere in band or art, because it's easy to start that conversation.
Yeah.
Because you already
Maybe
know
journalism.
You know the shared interest. You know what they're interested in. Yeah. So you got a shot right there. Okay. And I will say that your competition will be lessened at that point as well. And your dad can explain to you what's going on there. But in the past, that has usually worked out for me. And I am, especially in high school and college, I was not what you would call, now I'm the incredibly handsome and sexy beast that I am. But
it's the new haircut.
It is the new haircut. But back in the day, but again, shared interest.
That was the getting spot.
Be just a regular human being. That's really the key here. Just don't, no pickup line's going to work. Don't try negging anybody if you don't. Bubby will explain that to you too. Don't watch any of those. Don't watch anything on YouTube that tells you how to pick up girls, because that is a terrible plan as well. But I'd just say, because
go into MTV's old archives and watch the pickup artists.
The pickup artists. That's exactly what I was trying to think of. Don't watch. What was the dating show with Jenny McCarthy?
It wasn't actually a dating
Singled Out.
Show.
Singled Out. Don't watch any of those. That's not for you.
I used to watch the show all the time.
Right.
Had Jenny McCarthy on it.
Yeah. Well, I understand why you're watching it, but there's no good advice being had on that
show.
No. But yeah, because here's the deal. Here's the real truth of this is that you can only keep the act up for so long, and they're eventually going to see your real personality. So if you've been trying to fool them up to that point, then they're going to find out. It ain't worth the effort because you're going to slip up. There's no way you can keep that up forever. 10 years into your marriage, you don't want to still be trying to pull that shenanigans off. So, Tyler, looking at you when I say that, Whitney, you know what I'm saying. All right, Amanda. So you've gotten all of our terrible advice now. What's the actual good advice here?
Well, I think so, especially in a situation like that, when you've got you're not going to see this person all the time. I think, and I may be alone in this. I don't know.
Okay.
But I think a joke is a good way to go. Like, good or bad, it's going to be memorable. If she ever sees you again, she'll be like, that was that kid that told me that really crappy joke.
Right.
Or,
it's
that
icebreaker.
Kid is kind of funny. Yeah. Right.
It's but an icebreaker.
It's making a connection.
Right.
Like a quick, get yourself noticed.
There you go.
And then you can do all the other stuff. Like, if you see them again.
Right.
Try to find an interest or whatever.
You got to give them something to remember you by. I don't think Parker's going to have a lot of trouble with that one. But
you also don't want to be the weird kids that stared at me in the hot tub.
No, you made me get up and leave.
Kind of stared at me and then told me this really funny joke. Or
at least
I
got
really
something.
Dumb joke. Yeah.
I think it was last year. There's the Kickapoo volleyball team that comes into his class a lot because his teacher. We're in spring. It doesn't matter. They would come into the classroom all the time because his teacher was their coach. And so, they were always in there, and there's this one girl he really, really liked.
Right.
Had the same first letter as his name and same number of letters in his name.
So, this is some ADHD stuff going on.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Bubby, I've given my advice. Tyler and Amanda have given their advice. What was the advice that you gave to young Parker on how to flirt with a lady? Because I am 100% interested to hear what's coming, the next words that are coming out of your mouth. And I'm going to drink this drink.
I'm trying to remember what I said. It's kind of a blur.
Kind of a blur.
I'm pretty sure I said something like... smile at her.
How's the smile? How's the boy smile? Some people don't have good smiles, so I'm asking.
Oh, well, he's got really good teeth because he's had braces and
But does he know? He knows how to smile.
Yeah, but
it's not like a beard. Yeah. No,
because I know people who don't know how to smile.
No,
he's
got a pretty good smile. I also said just go up and introduce yourself. So pretty much the same thing Tyler said at the beginning. Yeah. I said, go up and say, hey, I'm Parker. What's your name? And he's like, no, Dad R.
All right. Well, Parker, if you're out there and you like the advice or didn't like the advice, write into us at the podcast and let us know how we did. Well, that's exciting. He's getting out there.
Those feelings out there exploring the waters.
Girls.
Literally.
Yeah. Girls in bikinis. We all understand. He's going to spend a lot of time at the pool this summer, is what I'm guessing here. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. It's that time. It's that time,
Yep.
Spring is sprung.
Yep.
Something else.
You know what we're talking about.
Yeah. You know where we're at. Spring is sprung.
On top of having ADHD and autism, now he's got hormones.
You know what?
Yeah. Thanks. Everybody's got those, though, Parker. Don't worry about them. And here's the deal. You ain't never going to see that girl again, ever, in your entire life. You'll never see her again. So don't worry about that one. Nope. That left the hot tub.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
Plenty of fish in the sea, Parker. They're all out there waiting on you.
I'm going to give Tyler his bracelet.
Okay. Tyler has been missing since I wore mine for like a day and a half, and I freaked out again.
I was missing, and then she was missing, and we got meant together.
Yeah. Word.
Together.
So now Tyler's going to get his official
friendship bracelet.
Friendship bracelet.
Oh, shit. Mine says, this might be fun.
This might be fun. Awesome. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
All right. I am making a solemn vow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you to join me in this solemn vow that we are going to have, by the time we meet back here next week, all the things we need to send off to the people who have our Patreon members of this podcast.
We can do that. We can do this.
Amanda, you're with us? Because you're already done. You don't, I don't need to wait on you. Waiting on me and Tyler. I'm about 90% done. I've got to do some final.
What do I need to do again?
Yeah, draw a picture.
I have to draw a picture.
Yep, for Ed.
Okay.
Because we already got pictures from Bubby. I'm doing this picture. You're doing the next picture.
Of what?
Don't matter.
Okay.
We just promised them a picture drawn by us.
Okay.
So whatever you're good at drawing, and it can't.
Or you can get your kids to do a Mad Lib because he's not that far into it yet. Mm-hmm. So
he might catch up to the Mad Lib, but
yeah. Okay.
We promised a picture. So
all right, I can draw something.
Or you can have them draw a picture, I guess.
The kids?
Yeah, because Bubby had his kid draw the picture, so you can have yours draw a picture.
Can I scan it and send it? Because I don't know if he'll give me the original.
Yeah.
I got one that would be really good.
I think it's got to be an original.
Okay.
I think that's part
of it. I'll have him redraw it.
And have him sign it.
I got a question for you whenever we get to a time. You go ahead. I know you got some stuff to talk
about. No, I'm good. None of the stuff is pressing on my side.
All right. So I messaged Thor, I don't know, a week or two ago. I have two little boys. One's 5, 1's 7, right? Mm-hmm. Very ambitious kids.
Right.
They wanted to watch a movie, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't let him watch
the Chuck E. Cheese movie.
Yeah. I did not let him watch the trailer or anything because I didn't know anything about it, right?
Okay.
So this past Friday, my wife and I get a date night. And
we decide
to watch Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, just the two of you?
Yeah, just the two of us.
And
right?
Now my recommendation was I did not think they were old enough and they should be around the 10-year mark.
I think 10 might be a little shy.
Okay. Well,
that movie would scare the shit out of my kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
But my question for you is, am I missing something or did that movie just suck?
That movie sucks. So it's based on a series.
Because I was watching it the whole time, but even though it's the scary portions of it and everything's happening, I was just kind of looking at the TV screen like, what?
Okay. So that movie is based on a series of low budget video games called Five Nights at Freddy's, which is based around basically a security guard who works at for all intent and purpose, a Chuck E. Cheese. The video games are not that good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them. And they got the same kind of thing where you're kind of going along doing your thing and something jumps out and gets you or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So they just said, yeah, this is popular with the kids. The kids like Fortnite, right? The kids like Five Nights at Freddy, right? Let's make a movie about that. And then they went forth and did. And there's a lot of people making a lot of horror movies that are not very good at all.
Yeah.
Bubby's cutting his banana pudding, by the way, with water now at this point.
My wife doesn't get scared, but like when it comes to movies that jump out at you, she gets a little startled. So she's like, will you come sit next to me? And I'm like, absolutely. So I go sit.
Oh, this led just, one just thing whole, to another.
No.
Parker, listen to this
the
story.
Whole time I'm watching it like, this isn't good.
No.
I wanted your opinion as someone who's very critical of movies like that.
Yeah.
I was like,
so we watched another one, which was about kind of like a Furby. That basically like became alive just because everyone believed in it, kind of thing, and then it started killing everybody, and it was terrible. I don't even remember. I'll try to remember to post a trailer for this one in the Facebook group when I remember what the name of it was. Me and my wife watched it together, and it was terrible. And I felt bad for making her watch that movie. But after you're like 35, 40 minutes in, you're committed at that
point.
It's
like the Killer Eye or something.
Yeah, you just got to ride it out at that point. So,
that being said, he made a very good sketch. He's actually very good at drawing for 7 years old. So I will take a picture of it and post it in Slack, and you can post it to the Facebook of the Five Nights at Freddy picture that he made.
Okay. But
I will have him make something for the...
Okay, perfect.
Not that, but something.
But we promise by next Monday, we're going to have all that stuff together and getting it sent out.
Sounds good.
Okay. I'm going to send a picture to the Slack channel for all of you to look at. This happened. I saw this guy, but again, I missed it. But good news is Springfield never lets me down. They
ain't that true.
They got a picture of it when I was missing out. All right, it is in the Slack channel now. So, Tyler, this is not too far from my house. This is right by.
No, I know where this is at.
Crackhead Walmart.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
This is right by the Crackhead Walmart. Tyler, would you care to describe what you see in this picture?
Sir Lancelot.
Okay, show Amanda the picture too while you're at it.
I want to hear what it's.
Okay, don't look. So in this picture, this is along Campbell Avenue as it turns to after it's turned to one lane over by the Crackhead Walmart.
Close to the college.
And just walking down the road is a young gent. I'm going to assume a young gentleman. There's no way it's not, right?
Right. Right.
There's no way. I'm almost 100% sure I know where he's headed as well.
Yes.
This young gentleman is dressed in a tunic with belt. He has shin guards on, appears to be boots.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of weapon, I'm going to guess sword, and then a giant metal helm.
Yes. He's got shoulder and forearm armor.
Yes. He is fully decked out as a knight, and he is walking down the side of the road, and I'm going to tell you exactly where he's going.
I know where he's going.
Where is he going, Tyler?
He is going to National and Sunset, that park that's right there.
National?
It's not Sunset.
Nope. He is going to...
It is National and Sunset.
He is going to...
Oh, he's on Campbell, though.
Yep, he's going to Kimbrew and whatever that road is to the park right there. That's not...
It's right by Mercy.
No, no, no. Closer. Way closer. Just down the road from here.
They do it there, too.
Yeah.
Because you know what I'm thinking of the same thing you are. Yeah. They used to do that. There's another park close to here that they used to do that.
Yeah, so they're there at that park there. And they're there probably once a week.
Over at...
and they're LARPers.
Fast Night?
Yeah, not Fast Night, but the other one. The one that's... just up the street there. So it's Fast Nights where the pool is.
Yeah.
And then you go up over Sunshine, over Kimbrew, and then that park that's right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And they do live action role playing. I don't even know if it's live action role playing. They're just whacking each other with
they're just out there slinging swords.
Yeah. And I've gone out there a couple times when they've been out there. And every time I think, like, you know, about 10 years ago, I probably would have gone ahead I could have fashioned up some sticks and gotten out here and wailed on some people with it for fun. I'm not in no way yucking this yum.
Yeah.
But that dude is hiking it from the house, wherever he may live. And he's probably close to a mile from there at this point.
Good, he's a good walk away.
And he is hiking it in full metal armor in an area of town that is... not kind to anyone who would be...
And heavily traveled.
And heavily traveled and not kind to anyone who would be walking around at the... Bubba, you're not plugged in over there. I'm almost 100% sure. Oh. Would you like me to turn you up a little bit?
Down.
Down? Okay. I will turn you down just a hair.
Thank you.
You're distracting him while he's trying to read.
I know, Bubba. Right. He's still trying to finish 50 Shades of Grey. He is not through that
book yet. He is not through that book yet.
He's reading it with Parker. They're going to learn together.
You know what? That's a good activity right there.
It's not.
If you want to teach that boy some stuff, that's some stuff you can teach that boy.
All right. Here we go.
That might be a little advanced, though. Well, let's hold off.
Or just back not good.
Forget the Bible, Parker. We're going to read something else tonight.
Spicy books. It's all about the spicy books. So this guy is headed down to the park to meet his buddies.
That's not a late summer activity.
This is spring. I mean,
I'm saying like... Oh, this isn't like a come late summer. You're
it's trekking
a couple miles in your armor down to the.
Your head would be toasted by it. I mean, that thing's just got to heat up to a million degrees in the sun like that.
This is a specific season of activity here.
I think so, yeah. But you're not going to ride the bus with that. They're not going to let you on the bus with that.
No, absolutely not with a sword.
Nope, they pull it. That bus comes to that bus stop, sees your ass, and just keeps on driving. Just like beep, beep, and just keeps on. They're not stopping for
you. We see you.
Yeah, I know you're there, but no, thank you, please. I don't know what you have planned, but it is not good for me. So,
how's Rose treating you over there? Pretty good.
Mm.
She's a sweet girl.
She is a sweet girl. I'm trying to take smaller sips here so I can finish this podcast that without slurring all the way through it.
We're only going to walk upstairs, so.
Right. Yeah, I'm not going far, which is nice. Bubby? I got to scroll back.
Thor?
We're not... Our lists are not anywhere. Tell me about a crotch rocket handgun. What's a crotch rocket handgun, Bubby?
All right.
Literally.
This was 2 weeks ago when I left here. It was warm, and so when it gets warm here in Springfield, we have motorcycle gangs that ride around.
They're not gangs, baby. They're groups.
I'm going to call it a gang.
I'm going to call it a gang. I mean, technically.
Most of them were on crotch rockets.
Okay.
There's like five, six.
Yeah, it's either crotch rockets or it's Harleys. Mm-hmm. One of the two.
Yeah.
Never the twain shall meet.
No.
And so we were stopped at a stoplight. I was kind of behind them. And
how many in this particular gang?
There were five.
Five.
Mm-hmm. You already said that.
Five, six.
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear that either. I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right.
I heard.
That's why
I'm trying to finish 50 Shades of Grey.
I called it a gang because there were five or six.
Does that constitute a gang, five or six?
Sure.
People?
Sure. Anything more than three, I guess.
Bubby's rule for gangs.
Gang.
Tyler, your family's a gang.
I know, right? Watch out. Yeah. You better recognize.
Which are you, Crips or Bloods? Which one are you guys?
Oh, we don't.
Oh, you don't mess with either? You got your own thing going on?
They don't want nothing to do with this.
Oh, fair enough.
No. Ozark. I apologize to anything out
Ozark
there.
Ozark Mafia.
Right? 417.
417!
Continue.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
So we were sitting there at the red light, and all of a sudden, one of the crotch rockets just starts backfiring. And so it sounds like a gunshot. Boom.
Right.
So the dude on the motorcycle that's actually backfiring looks over and does a handgun motion on with his hand and is holding it towards the other guy.
Right.
And every time his bike would backfire, he'd go boom. He would like
that is
he would move his gun hand like he was shooting him, and right. So it'd backfire, boom, and he'd just keep shooting.
That is 100% something I would do.
You're right on. Yeah.
If me and my buddy were,
I was cracking up. I thought it was funny, but he just kept doing it until the light turned green and they took off.
Yeah, he needs to get the thing looked at. Bro. Yeah. He's running that fuel a little rich, maybe.
Yeah, he was. So that's
some guy ass thing to do, though.
Right. No, 100%. Yeah, that's making the best of a bad situation, right? Yeah. Hey, check this out. Look what I got.
Pew, pew.
My buddy and I, so coming off of that, a buddy and I that I played golf with in high school, we would go out and practice and whatnot, and for any of you that have ever driven a golf cart, when you put it in reverse, it makes a beeping sound, which kind of sounds like a flatlining EKG thing or whatever. So my buddy and I used to get in each other's field of vision, wait till they get on the backswing, and then hit it back and just fall over like we were dying and stuff like that. It was just our thing. But
yeah, people love that when you do that.
You're right. Oh, yeah, especially other people on the golf course. They absolutely think that's hilarious.
Best thing ever. Comedy gold.
I like the 4th of July. We would, growing up, my next door neighbor had grandkids and they'd come over and spend holidays at their house. And so we'd play together and everything. Well, we'd take bottle rockets, take these little pipes, bend them to be like guns. And we'd stick the stick into the barrel or into the pipe, light them and shoot each other. But we'd like make barricades and run all over the backyard, shooting each other with them. It was pretty
100%.
And the '80s were an amazing time.
Fun tip for the kids at home. If you can just take a spent Roman candle, same thing.
Nice.
Just jam that bottle rocket right in there.
Yep.
And now you got a weapon of mass destruction.
We had an old fishing rod that had broken the tip off of and they're hollow. So you just slip the rocket and you have the handle.
Oh, there you go. That's pretty good too.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, we just run around the neighborhood with bottle rockets, light them. Pop them down in there, and then just pull.
Yeah, but when are you not shooting off Roman or bottle rockets when you've got Roman candles, too?
Like, yeah, no, that's 100%.
Fire one off, and then you got
those. Those go hand in hand, baby.
Yeah,
you
got to,
You can just shoot that Roman candle at people, too, if you want to.
Do not hold on to these while they're being fired. I don't even know why you're buying one if you're not holding on to it while you're firing a Roman candle.
Right? That's half the fun.
That's what you do.
Hey, kids, come here and try this. This is real fun.
Okay, so you know that you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to hold any firework and fire it up.
That's actually good advice,
by
the way.
Literally, but they market swords and stuff like that to my kids with a Roman candle inside of it. And I'm like, how is he not supposed to want to hold on to that?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. Like, that sword is, the whole point of it is I've got a sword that now shoots fireballs out of the end of it.
But don't do that. But here's this thing that does specifically that.
Yeah, exactly. I like the ones with I like the chickens that shoot eggs out of their
butt. They have a chainsaw one that I want to try.
What?
I don't know what it does, but it's like a chain. It looks like a real chainsaw. It's mostly cardboard.
You know that thing's like $45 or something. Yeah,
that's why I don't
like
have
that.
One.
Yeah. Man, every year I go down to that fireworks stand. And so Bobby and I worked at a job where we shot off a metric crap ton of fireworks for several years and kind of burned ourselves out a little bit on fireworks, especially the big ones.
Not them little stupid ones, though. I love those little stupid ones. Anything that's like moves as you shoot it or spins a lot, or like my favorite is Saturn rockets.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't do nothing but wee pop, wee pop, wee pop. And I love those because they're dumb as hell.
Mm-hmm.
But like they always want to see, get the mortars out, get all that stuff. I'm like, ugh, this is boring. That's not fun at all. I want something that flashes real big and might give me a seizure. And I don't want... I don't need to light up the neighborhood. That's what all the other neighbors are for.
Yeah.
We're putting on a close-up pyro show here, kids.
Well, now having two boys, one of my staples every year is the dog that poops.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to have a pooping
dog. That's a favorite one.
Yeah.
With the nieces and nephews.
Or the chicken that lays eggs.
Yep.
The tank that never does anything. just catches on fire.
Yeah. And then just smolders.
Just smolders, yeah. Fountains. We get a lot of fountains.
That's my wife's thing. My wife's thing is fountains.
Yeah, my wife likes fountains. She actually, so my wife is Joe Dirt. And in that, I mean that she likes sparklers and snakes.
Sparklers and snakes. I knew exactly what you meant.
That's all she cares for.
That's all I like. The only ones I like.
These are the only ones I like. You're telling me you ain't got no. So,
with
yeah.
With me.
No, it's with or without the scooter stick. So, yeah. So her favorite is by far snakes and sparklers.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. You like what you like.
You do know? Like what you like. And they're cheaper. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so I also found last one. Sorry, now we got off on a firework kick here. Have you seen the bacon poppers, which are basically they're like giant, they're paper wound. What do you call it?
Snaps.
Like the snaps, and they literally sound like a 22 going off.
Okay,
I still have four in my office. I think
so. I'm not going to say that there's half a box of them sitting upstairs.
They are amazing
on our shoe tree, but there is half a box of those sitting upstairs on that shoe tree.
They're the best thing, and it says for adults only.
And sometimes I just walk out to the front yard and whip one into the street when no one's around, and then just go back inside.
They're so loud.
They are. They're ridiculous.
We went down to the Kimberling City.
Your neighbor called the cops. No, 100%
she will. 100% she will. That's fine.
I didn't know what they were. I had seen somebody that had some. I was like, I'll try some of those. And I was at Kimberling City where they shoot out the fireworks over the lake. Yep. And I was in a crowd of like 500 people just kind of milling about. I was like, what's this? Oh, bam. And everybody just hit the deck within like 20 yards of me.
Yeah, no, you're going to cause a stampede with that, dude. That is there's some nationwide trauma that you just instituted there. Because that's the kind of thing where you got to be careful of that bananas, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of, yeah, exactly. Boo, people getting shot. But ha-ha.
Boo, people getting shot.
Ha-ha, throwing fireworks. Mander, you got any good firework stories?
Nope.
No, okay, just checking.
I don't really like fireworks.
You're getting them? You're anti-firework?
I have no interest in making them go boom.
Oh. Well, it's probably a guy thing, right?
I would imagine so. Blowing stuff up is very much usually... I mean, is it naturally a guy thing, yeah.
When I was young, one of my buddies had an M80, like a actual M80, mm-hmm. which is, for all those playing along at home, a quarter stick of dynamite.
Yes.
And we took it and put it underneath a metal trash can, my neighbor's metal trash can, and set it off and then ran and hid behind like the bushes and stuff. And that thing went off and it sounded like a cannon had shot off in our, so much so that all the neighbors came out to see what the commotion was and what was going on out there. And then we had to stay hidden in the bushes till they all went back inside.
Oh, God.
Because we didn't want to explain what we had just done.
So I don't know what those were replaced with. I think it's an M80 or what'd you have? M80?
M80, yeah.
Like the little.
So they had M40s, M20s.
I think it was the red one.
Yeah.
That was encased. M40, anyway, what they are is a smaller thing and they're encased, right?
Yeah,
and they have like plastic plugs on them. Well, my brother and I, when we were younger, thought it would be a really good idea to take them out of the casing, get all the casing off of it, put it back in there, and then fill the remaining void with BBs.
You've made a shrapnel grenade for yourself.
We took it and threw it and then dove in the back of my friend's truck. And then I never heard it hit anything, but
that's a bad.
We did that once and realized that was probably a very bad.
Kids are stupid as hell.
That's why women live longer than men.
Yeah, you know the 500 fireworks you get that you light the one thing and they all blah, 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 blah.
The black cats.
Yeah, the black cats. I decided I was going to save a bunch of money and I unstrung them all, and then I could light them individually and throw them.
So fast.
Pop.
Yeah. Pop. Pop. So you light it, you throw it. You light it, you throw it. Pop.
They're
pop.
Not meant
pop.
For that.
They are not meant for that. Because inevitably, one of those fuses is really way quick. Faster than the rest
really
of them.
Really
cool, yeah.
And I lit it, and I went to throw it, And the forward motion, I got my fingers apart, but I didn't really get it past my eardrum when I did it. And that sumbitch went off right in my ear. Mm-hmm. My ears, we were on vacation at the beach, and my ears rang for the remainder of that trip. And I was concerned that I was going to have to tell somebody what I had done. And they were going to have to take me to the hospital. But eventually, I'm sure I have hearing loss because of it, but eventually the ringing did go away.
Man, yeah, kids, don't play with fireworks.
Fireworks is dangerous as hell, kids. I'm going to be real honest with you. Have an adult around when you do it.
Yeah.
But play with fireworks.
So much fun.
They're awesome. But have somebody around who can at least take you to drive you to the emergency room.
So I don't know why I remember. I guess I know why I remember this. But when I was, I want to say 15 years old, I can remember now that we're talking about this, it being a 4th of July and outside of my dad's house. We didn't have a punk or anything, but for some reason, my dad had half a cigar.
Sure.
And so we got that somebody lit and then he just gave it to me.
Yeah.
Like,
but you got to keep it lit, Tyler.
Exactly. I did. Yeah, you did. So
you got to keep taking drags
on
that.
I was like, this is weird, but obviously he knows what I have to do to keep this lit. Right. So
that's fine.
Just an odd memory that I hadn't thought about.
Right. Your parent doing a good job there, dude.
Right.
All right. So I saw a sign.
It opened up your eyes.
Yes. And in the greater Springfield era, in somebody's front lawn was a sign that said, indoor Easter egg hunt.
Did it give a date and date and a time?
My friend went to that. I had a friend that went to that.
Okay, so all I saw was this sign in some dude's front yard that said, indoor Easter egg hunt. And I went, oh no. That's... I should call the police because that seems like it's going to be nothing but trouble.
This has to be illegal.
Kids, why don't you come into my house? I hid a bunch of eggs in here somewhere. All you got to do is find them. They might be in the basement. I'm not saying. So I was concerned for about a quarter mile. Mm-hmm. And then I saw like six or seven of them in a row. And I was like, oh, okay, this is a thing.
This is an advertisement.
It's an advertisement. It's not just this one dude. It turned out it was for like the Discovery Center. And they were having an indoor Easter egg hunt at the Discovery Center. But that's in very small print at the bottom of that sign that I did not see until I like stopped at a stoplight. I was like, oh, okay, this makes way more sense.
Yeah.
But for a hot minute there, dude, I thought some dude just had a plan. And it may or may not have come to fruition. Who knows?
So there was one of those down south of here. Not too far away this past week, and it was an Easter egg hunt out on, I think, the public land. Or, you know, the
they know
city
it's not
land.
Easter, right?
Yeah, it's close enough. And some friends of ours went, and we were going to take our kids to the park, but realized it was there, so we didn't want to, you know, go where there's 1,000 other kids, but our friends' kids went, and ended up, I think, one other kid, or one mom called the cops on some other mom and stuff, and I was like, oh, I'm really glad that we didn't go. Just small town, just...
Yeah, hell yeah.
Sounds amazing.
So,
I don't know, that would have been fun to watch for a minute.
You're right.
Have I told about...
Then you gotta leave.
Have I told the story about the Easter egg hunt at the in-laws' house for the nieces and nephews?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, with the balloons?
Yes.
Okay.
Drink.
I did not tell the story again, but yes, go ahead and drink, kids, because I wasn't going to tell this story.
He wouldn't.
Yeah. I think we're going to do that again this year. They're going to send them out there. I remember like growing up going to like Easter egg hunts when I was like, because I have my brother's a lot younger than me and my sister are. Mm-hmm. So we would go to Easter egg hunts with them and we'd help him out, you know, and kind of take him around and find all the Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And I remember there being like one kid there who couldn't find a fucking Easter egg to save his goddamn life. And he's out there just crying. And like you would like point out an egg and he still couldn't find it. And finally, like my brother would just put a couple eggs in his basket to make him feel better because this poor kid was just
there's
dumb.
There's always one.
Just dumb as hell and couldn't find a single egg. And, you know, he's got like 2/3 of a basket full of eggs for this kid, which they're just like everywhere. You know, you're like, oh, there's one over there by that tree. I don't see it. I went by that tree. And just crying and just done.
Like, you're not even looking at it. Your eyes aren't even open.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, there's always that one kid. But what are you going to do? All right. We're getting close to the end here. But had you guys been following the Princess Kate story that was going on? So Bubby was, okay, so I'm not talking about the sadness that came at the end there, okay? So she got diagnosed with cancer, and that's very sad, and hopefully she beats it and everything. But there was a hot minute where she was just missing, mm-hmm. okay? Like, no one knew where she was. Like, they posted pictures of her, but they were, like, all Photoshopped pictures, so, like, old pictures that they're trying to pass off as new pictures, and there were, like, sightings of her, but it may not have been her. And, like, whoever's in charge of, like, the PR for the royal family was just shitting the bed all over the place, right? Like, could not get their crap together. And like every time they're like, no, here it is. Here, this is good. And they're like, no, this is from a picture from 2016 where they just Photoshopped her face onto it. And they might have been doing that shenanigans for all I know, because she's going through, chemotherapy. And she's got a lot going on.
They're probably just, wasting time.
But I was really for a hot minute there, I was deep into like all the conspiracy theories of like where she was, and even had one of my own. So like people are like, she's run off, like runaway bride kind of thing, and they don't know where she is, and they're just trying to cover until they figure out where she is and all this stuff. My theory was she was on The Masked Singer. And she was one of the Masked Singers, and she couldn't tell anybody she was on The Masked Singer, so she just had to stay hidden.
Would that have been funny?
And then like season finale comes around and they do the big reveal, and it's just her in the costume and like, I was here the entire time.
And the whole world's like, duh.
Yeah, exactly. And like Fox has the biggest ratings ever in the history of the world. But it turned out it wasn't that. But for a hot minute I was really hoping it was gonna be that. So that was the entirety of that story. I just thought I'd bring that up real quick.
That would have been a great show.
Yeah, right? You'd have tuned in, right?
I would.
Big surprise, huge surprise this tonight.
Sunday.
All right, Bubby, you got one more left, and then we're going to wrap this thing up. Tell me about cracker training. I'm interested about this in so much as, what the hell are you on about cracker training?
Okay. So in South Springfield, there is a water retention area right beside a Zaxby's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of kids.
Third tier chicken.
During the winter, we'll go and use their sleds and slide down.
Yep.
Retention area, walk back up, slide back down. Well,
gotcha.
The other day I was driving by and I stopped at the red light there. And I just looked over to my left and there was a guy standing at the bottom of the retention area. Well, like, oh, okay, so fine. Thought he might be, just walking. No. He started sprinting up that hill.
Okay.
And then once he got to the top, he stopped, turned around, and walked right back down.
Okay. So he's doing...
Once he got down to the bottom, turned around, ran right back up that hill.
Okay.
Turned around and came back right back down.
So like the people who are doing like training on the stairs, they run the stairs or whatever.
Yeah, but he was running this water retention area at a steep hill.
Sounds awful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was good exercise.
Was it grass thick? Was it thick grass? Or was it...
No.
I'd make it
pretty
harder.
Short for the winter, and I think they may keep it that way. Because they know kids are going to go sledding there.
Well, it's still a little late for sledding.
Yeah. Well, but the grass hasn't really grown up yet. Yeah. Even though I've mowed twice this year already.
I haven't yet.
I got to do the front
finish
again.
Fixing my mower.
What's wrong with your mower? Off.
I think I got a good ignition coil.
Oh, okay.
I've rebuilt everything else. So.
Just throw it away and get a new one.
I thought about it, but I don't
know. Mine has a broken handle. I just used two pieces of stick and taped it together.
two pieces of stick.
Like a splint.
That's nice.
It'll like last a little longer.
It's just a zip tie, right?
Yeah, could have done a zip tie, but nope.
I didn't have any big. I had a lot of gaff tape.
There you go.
Gaff tape and a stick. That's all Bubby needs in this world.
Yeah.
He's MacGyver. He's MacGyver lawnmowers over there.
It's one thing I know. That's all you need in this world.
And you got at least two lawnmowers. I know you got two lawnmowers.
I only have one push.
Oh, okay. Because you had that one that Snake lived under. Did you get rid of that one?
I sold that one.
Oh.
I finally got it started and running and because it wasn't. That was one that the owners had left.
I have two mowers. I have two push mowers.
And I sold. I got it running and sold it.
I got a gas one and an electric one.
It was a self-driving one.
Oh, fancy. You got money over
Propel
there.
Propel or whatever. Yeah. I didn't like it because
I have a self-propel.
It would go.
Do you really?
It doesn't run.
It would go faster.
My
grandma bought it for me when we bought our first house as a housewarming gift.
Oh, okay.
Like 7 years ago.
I'm about a step away from having one of those, the ones where the blade just spins around and you got to push it around.
The real mowers.
Yeah. About a step away from having one of those at this point. That damn.
You do it often. I've seen people that have them. They look really good when they're done.
Yeah. The electric mower is the same way.
So you're going to be out there like 3 days in a row, or 3 days straight, just sharpening that blade.
Oh, no, that's the thing though. There's so much maintenance just to keep that thing sharp enough to do. And you can't hit sticks and rocks. And that's how I mow the grass. Oh,
but
stick?
But you can get that grass down to like.
Yeah.
3/16 of an inch.
I'm out there like, oh, there's a stick. I'll just run over it with this mower. I don't give a shit about this mower. I've tore up so many mowers. My last mower, like, I ripped it got so dinged up and tore up that the blade accidentally caught the front guard on the front of it and just ripped that whole thing off and just jammed up. And I flipped it over, pulled that out, started right back up. And now it's just dangerous as hell because anything will come in puppy runs through, right over the puppy, rabbits, whatever. That's what I'm saying. Gopher. Tyler knows about them gophers.
I do.
You had a story too.
Groundhog?
I'm going to wait until the situations might be right. It's not like the friendliest story.
All right. We're going to
There's some things get injured. And like when we're talking about the geese and stuff,
okay,
there might be a better time.
Tyler's going
to just like this barbaric story.
Right at the end, just throw it in. Hey, kids, good night. We'll see you later.
But keep it on the list.
Okay, we'll keep it on the list.
Have good dreams tonight.
Yeah, we'll come back to this story, particular story here. All right, I think we're going to wrap this one up. We're getting about time here. Now, folks, if you've enjoyed the podcast or hated the podcast, feel free to write in to us and let you know how you're doing. We'd love to hear from you. We don't get a lot of emails, but we pretty much try to read every email we get on the air or, you know, at least, you know, talk about it. So write us at itsallfishandchips@gmail.com. You check out our website. Oof. Rose, what have you done to me here? Check out the website. itsallfishandchips.com.
You sound like you're barking.
Okay, I'm going to stop right here and tell you a real quick funny story. I've never heard my dog, Dudley, howl. Uh-huh. Okay. I try to get him to howl, you know, him and the other one. I try to get it happening. They don't do it. The other day, he's out on the back porch, and like an ambulance and a fire truck and a cop car are all going down at the same time. So mm-hmm. It's like three different sirens going all off. And for whatever reason, that set that boy off, and he just leaned his head back and just started howling. And just, you know, because the stuff's going by, and then the little one doesn't know what to do, so he's just like, ooh, 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 like doing a little thing, but he's like, I don't know what we're doing, but I want to be a part of it, but I'm also scared of what's going on right now. I wish I got a video of it, but it was pretty cute. Anyway, check us out on our Facebook group. Link is in the show notes. We also have a Facebook page. It just basically links you to the Facebook group, but it's Facebook. It's All Fish and Chips. TikTok and Instagram we have but don't use. YouTube gets all the newest episodes, and I will eventually get all the old ones up there as well. Anybody got anything else before we kick this thing out of the door? All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, my name is Thor.
Bobby.
Tyler.
Amanda.
And remember, folks, no matter what you got going on in your life, it's all fish and chips.
We still have a half a jar left.
Well, there you go. Maybe for next week we'll have a little leftover.